the non-conference portion of the schedule, the Badgers have had similar storylines. Slow starts and big third quarters. To be sure, the first half has been a major struggle. However, this team has demonstrated that its good can be very good. And at times, special.
Back on the move, Georgia Southern. Brent back to throw, winds up, heaves it deep, left sideline. Jet Thompson, and it's picked off in the end zone by Hunter Waller. Number five for the Wisconsin defense this afternoon. An outstanding play again from Hunter Waller.
Bell slot left, loops in motion to the right. For the 18 to Georgia Southern, Mordecai back to throw, looking, pulls it down. He'll run it, Tanner to the 15 to the 10. Cutting left to the 5, Mordecai to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Tanner Mordecai pulls it down and takes it in as the Badgers take the lead midway through the third quarter. Now it's time for the main event as the Big Ten games begin. It's a matchup of teams with first-year head coaches at their respective programs. Yes, for the last two decades, the Badgers have dominated this series. But keep in mind, tonight, they're playing the reigning West Division champions. From Ross Age Stadium in West Lafayette, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Purdue Boilermakers. The Badgers pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield. This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon.
T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bell.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to the 5. Touchdown. Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And we welcome you to Ross Age Stadium in West Lafayette, Indiana, on what should be a fantastic night for football. It is a Friday night. That's a bit of a rarity. Last week, I opened by saying two games in and the Badgers haven't played the way they expected. Well, you can now make that three games in and they still haven't played quite the way they expect. There have certainly been signs. The Badgers' defense created 6 turnovers, 5 interceptions, and a fumble recovery against Georgia Southern, but also allowed 383 yards passing. The offense found some second-half rhythm last week, scoring touchdowns on 4 straight possessions, but that happened after scoring just 7 points in the first half and trailing 14-7, 2.5 minutes into the third quarter. We welcome in the voice of Badger football, Matt LePay, and you talked about it a bit in that open. The third quarter has been special. Wisconsin is focused on finishing, but the starts have been less than desired so far.
Yeah, they put themselves in tough spots, obviously, in each of the first three games against a Buffalo team that might really struggle all season long. Got away with it in that first game against a Washington State team that might actually be really good in the Pac-12 and beyond this season. And you know, you fall behind in your home field 14-7 to a Georgia Southern team that, you know, might be a pretty nice team in the Sun Belt. But Mike, as we talked earlier, fans aren't going to know much about Georgia Southern, and that, you know, you could just tell that crowd was on the brink of turning against the home team. But to the Badgers' credit, they didn't seem to panic. They just went about doing the things that they do well, and Braylon Allen got a rhythm going. Tanner Mordecai was good throughout the course of the game, and the defense, it gave up big plays, yes, but you know, the 6 turnovers, the 5 picks, and the fumble was, that's unforced, but I think Luke Fickell thought, you know, of the 5 interceptions, 4 you could absolutely say were the result of getting pressure on the quarterback, and that's going to be paramount tonight and moving forward for this Wisconsin team.
Matt, we visited earlier on my statewide show. There's been a lot of great highlights in this series. I think maybe perhaps more than any other series as far as those highlight moments. I don't know what has made them special in the grand scheme of things, but there have been fun nights and games against this team.
There have been, I think, highlights from great players.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about a few of them earlier on your show today, and I feel kind of bad. TJ Watt.
I got it featured in the.
There's a tease there. Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment. TJ's, I think he's doing okay in the NFL what I understand. And the open that we have to the broadcast too. If you want to call it historical, it's like the last 30 some years of Wisconsin football. The Jonathan Taylor touchdown run to win it. He had 321 rushing yards that day. The 2018 season was not what the Badgers had hoped for. They were coming off the great year, the Orange Bowl win after 2017. But that triple overtime game against Purdue was one of the most entertaining games in Big Ten football all season long. You think of Drew Brees and Ron Dayne and, you know, a lot of great players, a Heisman winner in Ronnie, a guy who's, you know, a Hall of Famer in Drew Brees. So there have been a lot of big moments by really, really good to great players in this series.
Transition on both sidelines. Purdue transitions to a new head coach this year, Ryan Walters, who had a lot of success leading Illinois' defense in recent years. This program has had success. Wisconsin kind of doing the same thing. There's not exactly mirror images, but they're kind of in the same boat.
Yeah, no, I think it's fair to say, and both bringing air raid offenses, you know, defensive-minded coaches. Now, Purdue's been throwing the ball around a lot for a number of years, going back to Joe Tiller, and this has been a program that has prided itself being a, you know, kind of quarterback university. But they're trying to get things squared away defensively, Mike. I mean, we know the Badgers are, but I think the Boilermakers are trying to do the same thing. They're the quarterback for Syracuse, Garrett Schrader, really mobile quarterback, caused a lot of problems. They gave up a lot of points in a home loss to Fresno State to begin the season. But I think they feel like they can be really good on that side of the ball. But I also think it's fair to say that both teams are still trying to figure out who they are moving forward. This is a huge game. Purdue is 0-2 in its home turf so far this season. The Badgers already have the one loss. I know it's game 1 of 9 in the Big Ten, but you just have the feeling this is a big, big game for both.
Yeah, Matt, The Braylon Allen storyline is out there, front and center. I mean, I know Luke talked about bringing him in the office, wanting to make sure that everything was good. Last week, he was featured more in the second half. Maybe some extenuating circumstances, he admitted after the game. He was a little banged up. How does this storyline play itself out?
On social media constantly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
that's out
exactly.
From fans and even media in some regards. I'm going to be, as we talked earlier, I want to be really eager to see if they just don't feed him the ball early in this game. I mean, when I say feed him, hand it to him. He talked about in the preseason, I'd like to get 50 pass receptions. Oh, he's on a pretty good pace right now, 15 through the first three games, but not a lot to show for it. And maybe if you just get him the ball and let him go downhill between the tackles, maybe that can make a difference. I mean, the 4 carries for 16 in the first half was very nondescript. The 57 yards on his first 4 carries of the second half, that got your attention. So now that you talk about fast starts for this team, they're trying to get some of that out of Braylon in those first 4 carries of the game and not, you know, not just wait for the third quarter to crank it up.
Couple of final thoughts here. Twice now, the momentum has shifted in game 1 and in game 3 by what they did on the ground. They want to be a team that will threaten you as much in the air as they have been in historically on the ground. But momentum changers happen in games 1 and 3 by what Ches Malusi did and then Braylon in game 1 and certainly by what Braylon did in game 3.
Yeah, no doubt. And those two guys are very close, but they're very competitive. If one guy runs for 8 yards, the other guy wants to go for 9, back and forth they go. And I think the other thing, Mike, with storylines with individual players, especially star players, what we don't know on the outside, I mean, I'm guessing that Braylon and Ches are getting a lot of free advice that they don't really need to hear and they don't particularly want to hear, but you're probably getting that because when you're a great player and, like, hey, what's up? What's going on? How come you're not getting, you know, all the workload? The touches are about the same. It's the carries, it's the handoffs where the difference is dramatic. But you're right. And I think philosophically, you know, Phil Longo, I mean, it is an air raid system. He wants defenses to, as he would say, have to defend every blade of grass out there. So through the threat to the passing game, that could set up the run and give those guys more room. It was something they didn't have a whole lot of in the last couple of years. So I do think in this non-conference schedule, and maybe much the same with Purdue, you're still trying to get a feel for what works for this team this year. And that's what, to me, makes this game so fascinating. Can Wisconsin start better? And can it continue to play well in the third quarter? If you get all of the above there, then you've got a pretty tough team to beat.
Last one for you. Patrick Herb and I were visiting on this last night. You guys may talk about it later on in the pregame broadcast, but they grade out Tanner Mordecai, the quarterback, when things break down. And his grade when things go wrong is really high.
Poise, yeah. Right? The poise that he has. And the you think of the play near the goal line, a bad shotgun snap, a little assist from Ches Malusi there. But that's one where maybe you're thinking, boy, just fall on the ball and then just go to the next down. Well, he not only saved a turnover, and he didn't just go to the ground, he got to the end zone. So that's where I think that veteran savvy, and Fickell has talked about Mordecai, you know, and one of the things about him that maybe has led to this poise is that his path has been, it's been a little zigzaggy, right? It started at Oklahoma. Then like, this isn't going to work. Let's go to SMU. You have great years at SMU. You find out that, the pro stock isn't what I wanted it to be. So he's had to deal with stuff. And I think his ability to handle that stuff is really showing. He's a mature kid. Now, he's not a rah-rah, pump-your-fist kind of guy, but that's okay. I think the players trust him, and they know that he's a pretty cool guy under duress.
Matt, very good stuff. Mark Tauscher will be up in the booth in a little bit. Patrick Herb on the sideline. When we come back, our pregame show continues. We'll visit with the voice of the Boilermakers, Tim Newton. He'll stop by right next door. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com. The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions, from Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette. We have you covered. Selection, quality, knowledgeable staff, name brands, and with competitive pricing and fast direct-to-home shipping, you can easily get back to doing what you love, working on your ride. Come see us at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Oh, what an answer by the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune into every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services, and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Car, a message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lotsa Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. I'm Mike Heller. The Badgers and Purdue kick off tonight just after 6 o'clock. I don't need to remind our next guest, Tim Newton, the voice of the Boilermakers, that Purdue's last win in the series was 20 years ago in Madison. Since then, the Badgers have reeled off 16 straight wins. The Boilermakers, though, like the Badgers, in transition. First-year head coach Ryan Walters was named the head coach in December after leading Illinois' defense for two seasons. He's now in charge here in West Lafayette, and we welcome in Tim Newton. I didn't need to remind you of the... Did I?
Mike, in 2003, I was a strapping young man with black hair. Well, everything but the strapping part. But yeah, I did have a little black hair then. Not a lot.
Purdue is 1-2, and both losses have come on the home field, including last weekend to Syracuse, a win at Va Tech, but sandwiched around a couple of losses. Give me a sense of how this transition is going to take some time. They always do, but how has it taken hold? What do you see so far?
Well, you know, just as things have changed in Madison in terms of their approach on offense and on defense, the same thing happened here in West Lafayette. And for years and years, Purdue has had offensive-minded coaches. I mean, you think of the coaches that had great success here. You get Jim Young and Joe Tiller and Jeff Brom, all offensive guys. So I think a lot of people were surprised when they bring in this defensive hotshot from Illinois who brings his own style. It's basically you've got five down linemen. Offensively, he hires Graham Harrell, who's an air raid disciple from Mike Leach, played for Mike Leach. I think they're still looking for a little bit of an identity on the offensive side. I think the defense, you know, it's funny, the defense is either, it's completely hit or miss. It's all either three and out or they're giving up a touchdown drive. Yeah. It doesn't seem to be an in-between.
In those two losses, they've given up 74 points, and I'm sure that drives Ryan Walters a little crazy right now, even though it's early.
Well, you go back to the first game. It's a back-and-forth game with Fresno State, which, by the way, is a pretty good team.
Yeah.
But Purdue scores a touchdown with about 5 minutes left to take the lead, and the defense just has to come up with one stop. And Fresno State drives right down the field and scores. And last week, it's a one-possession game with about 5 minutes left, and Purdue is fourth and one at its own 40-yard line. And they've run the ball, Mike, this year on fourth and one. They've had four rushes this year for a net of 1 yard.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's going wrong? A lot of little things, but those short yardage situations have been killers.
In doing this game on the radio a year ago when Matt had to step aside for a family situation, Devin Mockaby was somebody that impressed me a ton. He's a guy who finishes all the runs. I heard you talking to Matt a little bit earlier. He's put the ball on the turf a few times, and part of that is he never gives up on a play, and sometimes...
Yes, you know, sometimes if you're getting gang tackled, just hit the turf because he's always fighting. You said he's always fighting for the extra yards. He's not a huge guy. He's 6 foot, 200, but he's put on a lot of muscle in the offseason. His first carry of the season, he put the ball on the ground here. Now, the funny thing is he's fumbled four times. Purdue's recovered all four fumbles.
Yeah.
But I think the confidence right now in the coaching staff might be a little bit shaken, and you wonder if his confidence is a little bit shaken. You'll see a lot of Tyrone Tracy tonight, the 18th year senior from Iowa. Like he's been here forever.
It's been a while.
He was a receiver, and I think they realized that running back is his natural position.
Yeah.
And he's actually played pretty well. He scored a touchdown so far in each of the first three games.
All right, so some people, I don't know how well this plays on TV tonight or on the radio for those obviously listening, but Purdue is invested into the football program, and I see it just looking at this stadium and the advances they've made, the reconstruct of the south end zone, I believe is what I'm looking at to my right. But there is an investment into what football is here. Many years known as a basketball school, but there is a want to and an investment on the football side of things here.
When Mike Bobinski came in as athletic director in 2017, I think that part of the reason he came here was to get this football program built back up. Now, the first thing he did was hire Jeff Brohm, but also there was a promise that, hey, we're going to renovate the stadium. We didn't have permanent lights at that point.
Yeah.
We're the last school in the Big Ten not to have permanent lights. So, yeah, they've completely enclosed the stadium. Now, the students are in the south end zone, which is to our right here, and they stand. You'll notice that there are places down there, but there are no seats.
Yeah.
So they stand the entire game. You and I probably would have a little hard time doing that.
And that's new. Am I wrong? Did the student section used to be?
The student section used to be across the way behind the visitor's bench from about the 40-yard line to the goal line.
Yeah.
But now it starts there, and we can see some students already up to about the 30-yard line. So they do wrap around the field that way.
Yeah.
But the other big change is in the northeast corner here, what they call the Tiller Tunnel.
Yeah.
The football complex, which is right over the top of where it says Tiller here, is where the football team
has their
locker room. And they used to have to come down the street, and then when they would come in, you know, you got two teams intersecting at the same time, which sometimes they don't get along very well.
That's right.
Now you can make this a whole theatrical thing, which, of course, you know, the lights here can flash and all that kind of stuff. They're actually dedicating the tunnel next week. Arnett Tiller, Joe's widow, will be here, and Drew Brees and a lot of guys have put a lot of money into that, and it's apparently, I've not been through the tunnel yet, but I've heard it's a spectacular entrance.
Yeah, I've heard Drew Brees went to school here.
Yeah, I think his name is on a lot of things.
It might be. Let's finish on this. What are you looking for tonight? What might give you a sign of where this game is going?
You know, you and I were talking before we got on here. It seems like every year that Purdue plays Wisconsin, I look up before the game starts and it's 14-0 Wisconsin. What I'm looking for, if Purdue's going to snap this streak, they have to get off to a good start. They cannot continue to play from behind, because I don't care if Wisconsin's changed its style of play. You don't want to go down two or three touchdowns, which seems like it's happened every year in the last decade.
Very good. Tim Newton, thank you. It's great to see you again.
No 5.5-hour weather delays.
No, you had one of those.
Very happy about that tonight.
Did that on the road. They did Purdue at Virginia Tech in a game they won.
Yes.
So no delay, then.
Get you home at a reasonable
hour
tonight.
Exactly. Tim Newton, thank you. We'll continue from Ross-Ade Stadium. When we come back, we'll check in with Chris McIntosh, the athletics director at the University of Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Now for our Minutes with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, as we visit with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Well, road game here this week. Last weekend, though, a Badger win. Hall of Fame weekend, which is always, always special to see the excitement of all the inductees and, you know, narrow it to the football guys. J.J. Watt couldn't make it this week. Monte Ball and Bob Teague, the late Bob Teague, one of the really most important figures in UW history, first black student athlete to start for the Badgers football team. His son represented his father last Friday night. Monte Ball, though, man, he was so impressive, and we talk about grateful. He really, it means a ton to him to be in the Hall.
It really does, and you know, that was such a rewarding evening, I think, for everybody. Obviously, Monte was appreciative, overly appreciative of the honor, but even, you know, for our program and just for myself personally, it was so rewarding to see Monte and just where he's at in his life right now. And he's a leader. He was a leader on the field for us. And really, he's a leader out in the community right now. And you know, he's dedicated his life to helping people now through substance abuse and goes around the country speaking on it and works in an organization whose mission is just that. And he's a special person, and he's gone through a lot, and it's just incredible to see him now on the other side trying to give it back and or pay it back and help others.
It's fun to watch folks that night and then the next day at the football game when they're introduced. I mean, what a thrill for them, obviously, but for fans, because they can, you know, so many memories come back of the various sports. Oh, yeah, I remember this. I remember that. Yeah. Those are special moments.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of my favorite parts of the role I'm in is that evening, just listening to the stories, you know, as much about the success that all of those individuals had here and beyond, but as much about the journey and the dedication and the struggles that they've gone through and overcome those challenges and experience success. And it's an inspiring weekend here to be able to celebrate those Hall of Famers.
Yep. Special weekend, as it always is, Hall of Fame weekend last week here at the University of Wisconsin. That's Chris McIntosh, and that's this week's Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt. We got plenty yet to come. I can take this time to tell you the Brewpub Lots of Mozza Pizza is a proud partner of Badger Athletics, made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are everything we love here in the Badger State. Scoop one up today from your local grocery store or enjoy one next time you're at the game at Camp Randall Stadium. Our Badgers in the NFL segment is coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then Sirius XM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McCloy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches' shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seed your fandom on the Sirius XM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the pig!
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good! And the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 60, winds out of the southeast 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
We continue from Ross Aid Stadium, the Badger pregame show, 6:05 or so kickoff tonight against Purdue. Time for our Badgers in the NFL segment, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Let's begin with the best thing I read this week, a piece by Greg Bishop at SI.com that included this excerpt. The Dolphins' one-man block party, Alec Ingold, doesn't block so much as he flattens. He's so beloved by Coach Mike McDaniel and Miami's offensive assistants that he signed an extension this summer that made him one of the highest-paid players at his position, 3 years up to $17.2 million. A really cool Q&A with Ingold that begins this way. The Dolphins' fullback is a renaissance man, a former undrafted rookie who was adopted as a child and has founded a charity and written a book all by the age of 27. Check it out at SI.com by Greg Bishop. On to the Pittsburgh Steelers and our Badgers in the NFL. T.J. Watt had a big night in Pittsburgh's Monday night win against the Browns. Watt had a sack, becoming the all-time leading sacker in Steelers history. He also had two TFLs, four quarterback hits, and this.
Neil showing blitz. Here he comes. Pressure ball.
T.J. Watt. Now, for Watt, his first ever NFL touchdown, but many of us have this memory right here at Purdue in 2016.
First and 10, David Blau, a little roll off to his left, looking at the pass, picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. It was Watt putting the pressure on David Blau, and T.J. just ate up that pass and took it to the house.
That was fantastic. Now back to the NFL. Currently, Nick Herbig and Keanu Benton both had two tackles on the night Monday night for the Steelers. In Dallas, tight end Jake Ferguson targeted four times in the Cowboys' 30-10 win over the Jets. The former Badger had three catches for 11 yards, including this one from Dak Prescott.
Dak looking left, going left. There he is, 87, Ferguson with the touchdown.
Also in that game, Tyler Biadasz made the box score, recovering a fumble. Dallas is 2-0. Biadasz, by the way, doubtful for this weekend's game. They play at Arizona in Week 3. T.J. Edwards credited with 12 tackles in the Bears' loss at Tampa. That's 26 tackles in the first 2 weeks. Jack Sanborn had four tackles for the Bears as well. Miami's Andrew Van Ginkel continues to shine, and the Dolphins win at New England. Van Ginkel had six tackles and a sack, three quarterback hits. Miami won 24-7. 17 at New England. And Russell Wilson of the Broncos fell to 0-2, but Russ did find some offensive rhythm with over 300 yards and three TDs. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten and also visit with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. Jesse Temple will stop by as well from The Athletic. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Once again, with you from Purdue University, West Lafayette, Indiana, Ross-Ade Stadium, as we get ready for the Big Ten opener for both Wisconsin and Purdue in this one tonight. A little moment here to tell you, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lotsa Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Let's look around the Big Ten, and we'll start with the story at Michigan State and Mel Tucker. Suspended Michigan State football coach Mel Tucker responded Tuesday to the school's notice that it intends to fire him for cause, saying in a statement that, quote, other motives are at play, end quote. There's been a bias against him throughout the process, he went on to say. After getting notified on Monday of the school's intention to fire him, Tucker was given 7 days per his contract to respond to the notification in the wake of the pending sexual misconduct case brought against him. Michigan State and interim head coach Harlan Barnett will host undefeated Maryland tomorrow. That game kicks at 2:30. A pair of unbeatens, Rutgers. Yes, Rutgers unbeaten at number 2, Michigan. That's 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Number 24, Iowa at Penn State. Another pair of unbeatens. Penn State is ranked 7th in the country. That is a night game in Happy Valley. Number 6, Ohio State on the road and out of conference with 9th-ranked Notre Dame. That's the highest-ranked matchup on the full college football slate on Saturday. Minnesota plays on the road at Northwestern at 6:30 Saturday night. When we come back, we'll go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
We continue as we count down to kickoff, Wisconsin and Purdue from Rossade Stadium in West Lafayette. I'm Mike Heller. Patrick Herb is down on the sideline, and he's just feet away from the much-heralded Brian Lucas, who's on the field taking in his final ever Badger game, working on the sidelines. And he's not nearly as bright and bushy-tailed as normal.
It is a swan song for Brian Lucas. Right. He's been the football communications director and a part of this program for 25 years, and he's moving on to a new career path, so we're going to miss him. But, he's good today. We celebrated a little last night, but he's in good shape.
Badgers are going to be wearing some red pants tonight, white jerseys. Patrick, your red pants didn't make the trip, but this is, let's cut to the field here tonight. We were just talking about it off the air. This is a great grass field. I walked on it earlier this afternoon. Really tight. It looks to be in fantastic condition, and the weather will not be a factor tonight, which so many times in the past it seems it has been.
Yeah, it feels like every time Wisconsin has come here, it's been dreary. Rain, overcast. Yeah. Today it's going to be almost 80 at kickoff. No rain in the forecast and no wind to speak of. There aren't, the idea of natural grass fields is dwindling in the game of football, and so to have it today, it's a beautiful track, like you said, and I think they do feel like they've cut the grass shorter than previous times when we've been here. Maybe that air raid offense, they want speed instead of the Mike Allstott fullback style.
Yeah, it feels and looks like a faster track here, so we'll see how that plays itself out. Let's also talk a little bit about Jake Renfro. It's been a process for Jake Renfro, and he's going to be active here tonight.
Yeah, he's out here in front of me right now warming up, and he's going to suit up for the first time this season. Remember, he's an all-conference center who transferred from Cincinnati, and he was slated to be the starting center probably for this offensive line, but he missed almost all of spring practice, suffering a stress fracture in his left foot leg, and then he missed time in camp with a right foot injury on the other side. So Tanner Bordellini has done really well filling in at center. He even earned Outland Trophy National Player of the Week in week one. The coaching staff loves Bordellini, so even if Renfro gets snaps today or when he returns, Bordellini's not going anywhere. They're going to find room for him on this line, probably shifting him to guard. He spent a lot of time there last year, started 6 games at left guard, a couple games at right guard. He's a Swiss Army knife, Bordellini. He could play all over. But Jake Renfro, hopefully, is the story today. We'll see if he gets in. He's questionable officially, but he is suiting up, and that's a good step in his return. The other one that we're waiting on his return is Isaiah Mullins, defensive end. He's close to returning, but he will not be dressed today. So we'll have to wait at least a couple more weeks. They're hopeful that he can play that Rutgers game on October 7th.
Patrick, last one for you, and I hope I'm not stealing this from your notebook with Matt a little bit later on. But you and I were talking a little bit yesterday, last night, about the Wisconsin has a stat that they keep on their quarterback, Tanner Mordecai, when things go wrong, and his grade when things go wrong is very high.
Yeah, that's one of the things that this coaching staff really appreciates about him is maturity. They call it damage control plays. And against Washington State, he was 7-2 in those plays. So Phil Longo will tell you, he's like, about 40% of the plays are going to go the way you want them to. And that's if you're lucky. Yeah. The rest of them, they need to ad lib. You need to figure out how to make something positive out of what you see in front of you. And sometimes it's turning a negative into even a neutral. And so I think last week we saw Tanner Mordecai's ability to do that, to ad lib, to turn a negative or a loss into a positive when that snap at the goal line was off the mark, grabbed it, ended up scoring a rushing touchdown out of it. So they love his poise, and that's been a kind of an interesting thing to track this season of how he does in damage control plays. And I know this Purdue defense, they can heat up the quarterback, so he's going to probably have to make a few damage control plays tonight.
All right, Patrick, very good. Appreciate it. Patrick down on the sideline all night long for the Badgers and Purdue. Still to come, we'll get perspective from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We continue on the Badger pregame show, kickoff just after 6 o'clock on a Friday night here at West Lafayette, Indiana, at Ross Aid Stadium. I'm Mike Heller. Jesse Temple from The Athletic jumps in on this conversation once a year-ish. On a Friday night, it's not, they haven't taken over Friday nights, and I know some people don't like it, but a little unique setting here to play on a Friday night to open the Big Ten.
It certainly is. Wisconsin has become accustomed to playing a Friday night season opener. They've done it several times,
Labor Day,
17,
yeah.
18, 19, 20. But I think it's a substantial difference when you get into the fourth week of the season and your prep is now 6 days instead of seven. Obviously, Purdue has to deal with the same thing, but it changes a lot. And Luke Fickell talked about that earlier in the week, about how much time the coaches have to put into it on Sunday night and Monday night. I can't imagine there's much sleep going. I suppose the good news is Fickell did this a ton at Cincinnati. I looked it up. They played 10 Friday games during the season on 6 days rest, and his teams went 7-3.
All right, so let's talk about two transitional programs in the coaching department, right? So the Purdue sideline is also new from a coaching staff standpoint, as Wisconsin's is, both in transition. So we're through the non-conference for Wisconsin in transition. What have you noticed? What have we gleaned through the first 3 weeks? And we can talk about slow starts and talking about finishes, but what have you seen from this program 3 weeks in?
Well, I think those are notable topics because we have not seen, from an offensive standpoint, this group put together a full four-quarter game. We have seen glimpses, the running game. They have 314 yards rushing in the opener, and then it's virtually non-existent in week two. There have been stretches where you go, wow, that is the offense that I thought we were going to see based on preseason practices. Wisconsin has outscored opponents 48-7 in the third quarter of games this season. I know this group is very eager to show that they can put it all together and start that way in the first quarter. There have been encouraging signs, but it's also about what the expectations were coming into the season. And because they were so high, I think it's challenging for Badgers fans to see this team at 2-1 and wonder how much better can they be.
What about the offensive line? I know that this is a transitional period for them as well. What have you seen from the group up front?
Well, I think it's a feeling out process, and it's going to continue. We do see on the status report for Wisconsin this week that Jake Renfro is not listed as out. He's listed as questionable. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to play, but obviously he was an all-conference performer at Cincinnati in 2021, and he's been hurt basically since then. Him not being available since, well, a month ago in fall, but really the fourth practice of the spring, has changed the math for Wisconsin, and I think we have to consider that. Tanner Bordellini was going to play guard. He's been thrust into a center role. That's not his natural position. And now they've been going with six offensive linemen for the first three games with basically one reserve, Trey Wettig playing both left guard and right guard. So I think it's a process for that group.
We talked a lot during training camp and late in the summer and into the start. The receiving room, you know, that group of players is just different than it's been in the past. Have they produced at the level on the field that replicates what we thought they might?
Not at this stage. The challenge is with an air raid offense when things don't go well. You look at last week in the first half, I believe the Badgers had 4 3-and-out drives.
Yeah.
It's not going to give you many opportunities to air the ball out right to those guys and to get them a ton of targets. They all know what they're capable of, and I think we have yet to see the best of them, but I believe that it's coming at some point.
So the social media world is going to jump on, well, why don't they just pound the football like Wisconsin has been known to do? This program has changed what they're going to do offensively. It doesn't mean that they won't pound the football, but you're not going to see them just hand it off over and over and over again. What about that outcry for change?
So Luke Fickell talks to reporters on Monday for a little inside baseball. It's 20 to 30 minutes with reporters each week during the season. And one of the questions I asked him was whether he felt like Chez Malusi and Braylon Allen should be utilized any differently. And what he talked about was sticking to the philosophy that you believe in. And he said, you don't go from 10 personnel or 11 personnel, and then you're in 22 personnel, and then you switch back. And so there's something to be said for having an identity at the outset and figuring out how best to utilize pieces within that identity. So, yes, they are going to continue to run the ball, but part of this identity with an air raid offense is to have balance in the passing game. And I do think that is one of the biggest challenges to figuring out how this season can be successful, is can you marry the two?
Jesse, let me switch to the other side. Why has the defense not been as good as what we've seen in recent years? Is that also a feeling out process?
Yeah, well, obviously, there have been some situations where they've struggled, particularly in man coverage. If you go back and look at some of the replays, they've given up a lot of big plays. The other thing here that's important to note is, at least through the first three games, non-conference opponents averaged 42 passing attempts per game, which is among the most in the country. So when you have that many passing attempts, you're bound to give up some big plays. So I do want to preface that part of it. But obviously, when you get into Big Ten play, you can't give up a 51-yard pass or 40-plus yard passes and put yourself against the wall. I think there is a lot of talent there, and they're still trying to figure out how to come together under Mike Tressel's defensive scheme.
Do you also, I was talking about this to Ben Wargel earlier today on our local pregame show. Hunter Waller had a hell of a game last week, right? I mean, he's played at a high level. But so far, nobody that I can see has shined like we're talking about Nick Herbig or Keanu Benton and those players up front. Nobody has stood out and said, well, you got to block him. There hasn't been that individual performance yet.
Well, the one guy on the defensive line who I think is starting to emerge is James Thompson Jr. He has been actively involved in getting into the backfield, and I think it's more of a by-committee situation on the defensive line specifically. There obviously isn't a Keanu Benton guy who's an NFL talent right now, but one thing Fickell talked about this week is you look at the 5 interceptions that Wisconsin's defense was able to force last week against Georgia Southern. 3 of those, the defensive line was involved. So he said a sack is maybe the most overrated stat on the defensive line. It's about disruptions. Now, obviously, you'd love to have both if you're the Badgers. But I think they say meat left on the bone. It was a phrase that I heard a lot this week. We know there are some talented inside linebacker, Mumajong Mehta, Jordan Turner. I think Jake Chaney has a chance to be really sensational at that position. But they're still trying to find those great playmakers consistently, because you're right, it's been Hunter and then kind of a drop-off in terms of do you have an all Big Ten type of guy.
Jesse, last couple of thoughts for you. This is obviously, as I said earlier, the opener for both programs in the Big Ten. But I would think it's also a tone setter for what the West Division of the Big Ten might be rolling forward.
No doubt about it. I don't feel any worse about believing Wisconsin is in position to win the West, because it feels wide open. Iowa is 3-0. Minnesota and Wisconsin are 2-1. Every other team in the West has a losing record. So absolutely, I think this is the biggest game of the season so far for the Badgers. I know they went on the road and played Washington State in a statement type game, but you come out here and win and establish yourself and get rolling here, you're going to put yourself in a good position when you get to November to compete for championships, as Luke Fickell always talks about.
And is there a sense that it might start better, because Wisconsin starts in all 3 games have left something to be desired?
Yeah, if they start well, these guys believe if we can do what we've done in the third quarter, we're going to be awfully difficult to beat. It's just a matter of, can you go show everyone you can do that now?
Very good. Jesse, you'll jump back in at halftime as well?
Yes, I will.
I'm going to double dip. Jesse Temple will be the halftime guest, and we'll see where we sit at that point. We're all done here. Matt LePay will take over alongside of Mark Tauscher and Patrick Herb as we get set for kickoff at Ross-Ade Stadium. It's a Friday night Big Ten opener for the Badgers. Matt takes over next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Celebrate homecoming with the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium. Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field on October 7th against Rutgers. With multiple sold-out games this season, it's time to act fast and lock in your spot for game day. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress.